to the CS Cafe, where we do a little storytelling, mix a little poetry, and seduce your mind. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're going to get back into the whole family dynamic with a piece I like to call Blinded Adulthood. The long-term memories of childhood is fading. The young adult is caught between the child and adulting, but cannot be an adult without the means to be successful. See, our eldest are groomed to be the third in the Trinity while grieving the childhood they would never have. Forced to supply the needs of your failures, trying to succeed yet guilted into failing, so they stay there. Ears don't hear the screams. The child they were currently stripped away, watching more pregnancies and more responsibilities, till they know not how to be their own. Their identity is fragile, for they cannot separate the parent they were groomed to be and the person they grew to be. A tragedy in having to rehabilitate the child, resuscitating memories and experiences they had to cremate to survive. The heart breaks for the child who watches the parents succumb to addictions that cannot be parent and child too. Often the evils of the world wasn't taught to you, they were forced on you. You never deserved to grow up blinded. Naive are the minds that cannot be complex, because they weren't taught that yet. How come a 9-year-old girl going through her own hell has to pacify the other children, yet still trapped in her own circus? You blast her trauma, yet suicide feels like her only option. She fights to escape. You cannot read her pain. See, we don't understand that the flow of life covers, yet you cannot see why she ever survived. See, the story wasn't her reflection, just a reflection of her memory, yet she evolved. Yet we grow the child too soon. A warning to those that do. The lynching of the childhood makes the curse fall on you. We spew the rhetoric that what my parents did made me stronger. But your parents are raising you no longer, and yet you raise in how you were used to. That's why abuse seems useful to rear a child. Those threats, that frustrated beating with no recollection of a teaching, is replicated between generations. And CPS stays on speed dial. The fear of your parents should be respect, not timidity, but you cannot hear me. See, they beat the child out of you that they never got to be. See, they cannot relate to the history they had to cremate, so they cry in secret what they cannot recreate. A cycle of cremated childhoods who envy the likes of children they cannot tend to. Tell me why the son labeled man of the house has to be protector and child too. See, father-daughter dates get rezoned to sibling dates. So the brother teaches his sister what a man is supposed to be while searching for his father, shaking trees to see if he'll fall out. See, he walked out. The emotional stability of the relationship is in CCU. It's critical to care for you. He grew to be a provider, but not a lover. Love never wrapped around him. His lady projects onto him, but he cannot comprehend. He knew not what love was. See, I cannot understand how I can stretch out my hand and touch bones instead of skin, because the children have died living adult lives. Introduced to the poisons to take the edge off, never taking the edge off, because the mirage led them over the edge and they did not survive. The mind of children are having to get money to survive. The life wasn't theirs to survive from. In society, we cannot choose. Kids working corners for quarters to keep the lights on, yet come home only to have the money saved used for poison to shoot up your arm, and the anger just to apart. Parents who cannot see life raise descendants out of pain. The fear of repetition repeats itself anyway because they haven't learned to heal. Out of their pain spills diverted decisions that cannot be pieced together because the deadened roots spoil the fruit. Roots grow deep beyond houses that to uproot the dead would split the concrete that was built over. Gather your things and move, for these roots will kill you. See, one last thing. Tell me why the vote matters at 18, but the poison is open at 21. Now tell me why the child who cremated their childhood has now been given the eviction notice at 18. Set up for failure, we never learn from our not ready, so we push them out hoping they learn to swim with the sharks. Can they swim? Did you train them? If you could not teach, did you offer trainers? The village have closed the doors and hardened the hands. The heart left in a drought because the wanderer in distress. Why are the preparations dim once a diploma is achieved? We drag the teen with the infantile mind who cannot balance a checkbook, often overdrafting accounts because they weren't taught to save. Save how you did it, because the time isn't 1965, 1999, and the market has rolled past the moon. The emotional freedom is in slavery because we cannot channel the strength to grab the hand of Harriet and run. Tell me how the double standards ever survive. The girl must stay close by, but the guy must learn to fly. Blinded are the eyes of those who cannot erect their pain and bulldoze it. See, they feed the hurt and burdens to those who knew no shame. To teach a lesson without correction is the deprivation of systemic traits. Tell me, what do you pass down? When the reflection of your child mirrors you like a double-sided mirror, can you save it if you cannot see? Charged are the parents that have to learn to heal before giving life. Guilty are those that cannot rise from trauma, so it puppet masters their every move. Golden are the ones who are enlightened in reason that they confronted the roots for their healing. A letter to the parents who curse the stitched heart. Your reflections are growing up. Four kids growing, one will mirror you. Are you prepared to fight the mirror? The loss is the child blindfolded into adulthood, for the system failed them, but their roots cremated their existence.
Thanks for tuning in to the CSCAFE. Did we ride your mind tonight? Did you feel good? Tune in next time because you don't wanna miss this.